Well, hello, gentlemen, and how are you feeling today? Me, myself, I feel quite chipper today. No real reason why, it's just my nature to be happy, of course. But one thing that makes me a little bit happy is that men, especially young men, are finally seeing the true nature of a femon. But some of them are still getting it slightly wrong. They're always mentioning the modern femon, where in actual fact, all femons have the same nature, and always have done. Admittedly, the modern femons are more brazen about it, but all femons throughout history have had the same nature. In other words, the older femons have the same nature too, of course. They just knew what they could get away with. And society back then wouldn't allow some of their actions they're doing today. But there's something else that men out there and young men should address as well. For far too long, men have been disposable. Why, I have no idea, because they're the ones who built the world. And for some reason, men just tolerate it. They tolerate it second-class citizens in films, in TV shows, in sitcoms, in adverts. And generally in all the media, the man is disposable and the buffoon, and the femon is all goody-two-shoes, and a princess, of course. And it's because a lot of men just don't say anything about it, do they? Well, they should start saying something about it. I mean, you know, when you see in the newspapers or the media, this drug guy died, and then they move on to something else. If it's a femon, this poor victim who had to take drugs just to survive and get through the day. You know how they twist it. Anyway, you men out there should stop tolerating the double standards. And of course it's being pushed by, well, nonetheless, femons, of course. And that's easy to explain because femons treat men like utilities. So when one dies or is in trouble, it's just a utility. It can be replaced. It's almost like to them, the fridge has gone on the fritz and it needs a new one. Society and the media and femons treat men less than human. And yet men are the most human things on planet Earth. And without them, the world would stop turning and die. Men should stand up and speak out when a femon disrespects men. As one femon said, she was an older femon, but obviously she might have had a senior moment maybe. But she told another femon, men built the world you live in. And the femon had her mouth wide open and was shocked at the revelation. She even had smoke coming out of her ears. And I suppose the older femon will be taken up to the mothership and reprogrammed. That men are peasants and femons are princesses, of course. Anyway, I'm going to put a news item into this video, link down below, about this 53-year-old femon who's an actress who had an accident. She sped down a suburban road and hit a house or something, and then it caught fire. And it's been on the news constantly how she was seriously injured and how she's going to pull through now. Almost a half an hour blow by blow how it's going on the news. And of course, meanwhile, three men have been mowed down by a car somewhere and killed outright. But there's no news about that. But you have to ask yourself, why was she speeding that fast down a suburban road? And how many other accidents have happened since then and we haven't heard anything about it, just this one? Probably because she's a femon and she's an actress. So she's obviously royalty. Don't get me wrong, I hope she's okay, but I'd like to know why she was going so fast down a suburban road like that, because there's bound to be a inevitable outcome at that speed. And as usual, the story will come out being sort of, the real truth will be suppressed if it looks bad on her, and we'll have to read between the lines. Ooh, what was that? Oh, it's all right. It's just another man falling off a construction site and dying. But it's only a man. So it's not important at all. And when a femon is talking to you disrespectfully, stop her and tell her so. Because they're living in fantasy land and they know not what they do. Yeah, right. Men aren't gods, but we're still human. We're not a goddamn fridge. See you guys.